Welcome to your daily devotional, June 5th, the lens of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 7. Love believes all things. One of the things that Christian love does is that it believes all things. This is not a prohibition against judging the truth of a matter, or an exhortation to be gullible, as these things are spoken of elsewhere in the Bible. Sometimes we are presented with the case in which the motives of another are affirmed to be evil in some sense, but we also read that love thinks no evil. And many other things we read about divine love in this passage, like a kind nature and disposition. The totality of all this truth gives us our devotional application today. In the absence of provable evidence to the contrary, love will give the benefit of the doubt to the motives, thoughts, and intents of another. We do not like our own motives questioned, so why do we so often question the motives of others? Have we forgotten the golden rule? Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. We are going to process everything through that lens, which is most central to our thinking. Today, we have a lot of this going on. People who see everything through the lens of race or skin color will tend to, on the one hand, be blatantly racist in speech and behavior, on the other hand, be the judge, jury, and executioner of others, assuming racism exists in another person or group of people when no such racism is present. Then when one is accused of being racist, the denial of the fact is taken as proof that the person is a racist, but just won't admit it, since surely the accuser has the knowledge of God to prove the matter. So it is with views toward the opposite gender, like the attitude of a man towards women in general, or regarding intent with someone's email or picture or religion or whatever. Whatever we are focused on, that is the lens through which we operate. In the Bible, God calls Christian people to a higher standard, the lens of love. We believe the best and ascribe the best motives to others unless we have good reason not to, for love will cover a multitude of sins. This kind of thinking brings us a long way towards eliminating the fretting and bitterness in our lives. So let us operate this way. Let us see others with compassion as Christ sees them, and not with judgment. May Christian brothers and sisters of our one human race unite in this time around Christ Jesus, seeing no distinctions, but seeing only through the lens of love.